pretty soon they're all going to go nightly rental, and none of us are going to be protected. We've told you guys, I feel bad coming in here and telling you guys the same thing every time, that I don't want these nightly rentals next to me. They make noise. The Kutch home next to the Hilt place here, I was by there here a while back, and for 2.5 weeks, their trash can sat at the curb. That's not what neighbors do. When Mr. Uva needs some help down there, when he's working on his house, he needs a tool, he calls me and I bring it down to him. That's what neighbors do. Nightly rentals don't belong in neighborhoods. We've already had two of them denied here. We've had another one denied in Friendly Hills. And it's just a full-time job at this point. But I appreciate your ears, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition? If not, that closes the public.
You want the applicant to... Does the applicant want to come back?
I think she made a good presentation. If she thinks she's got something to add, but that's fine.
I always have something to say. I talk a lot. My husband's... I'm never at a loss for words, that's for sure. But just in closing, you know, just from what I did whenever I went out and talked to the neighbors and really got a feel for their position on the property and their feeling for where it should go, it's... You can look at the map and see that you've clearly got a residential subdivision, Friendly Hills, that's sandwiched between two large commercial. Thousand Hills is a big property, and Chateau on the Lake is a big property, and you've got another one that's coming in. You're off a major highway. You're going to have commercial on a major highway, and then you've also got the Majestic that's in with the 200-plus condos. And the thing that I liked about the area is that my husband and I, too, we looked at that property, and we want to retire there someday, too. But different from him, I feel like this is the place for, you know, that's what's going on. That's what's in that area. And that's what we liked about it. And I don't have to know the history of everybody that's staying at the Majestic or the Chateau. There's other people that are around there, you know, that you can make friends with. And just like he said, somebody, you know, complimented him on his golf cart. It's a vacation area. You know, you have different people that are there, and you've got nice families that want to hang out, and they're in a good mood. They're not working. You know, I see the flip side of that. I see it as an opportunity to meet new people. But, and then the other thing I wanted to point out as far as the other thing that we liked about the area is that the infrastructure is in place to support the nightly rentals. As far as I know, that said a community well, but I actually pay my water bill to I think it's called American Water, Branson American Water, which I don't think that's a community well. I think that's a water company.
It's not a public water district. It was a private water district.
Okay. So I like that the network is there. I like that the sewer, the septic is there, and not a septic, it's an actual big sewer deal through, I don't know the term of it, but it's a public sewer system. So you've got somebody that knows that stuff, you know, that's taking care of all that for you. I don't have a septic system that I have to maintain or a well that I have to worry about the well going out. And then I also like that it has, you know, the roads going into it. It's a short road. So
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You deal in a lot of real estate.
No.
You know?
No, I work for AT&T.
Okay. Well, usually restrictive covenants are put in for a reason, and mm-hmm. that is to protect the owners that buy in there. This is the way it's going to be, and that's why restrictive covenants are filed with the plat. So really, by turning your lot into a nightly rental, you're going against the restriction on one of the covenants.
So,
single family. Well,
before my husband and I bought that property, I took it to a real estate attorney, and I said, you know, here's what we're looking at. And I said, there's this lot that's in a subdivision where, with no fault of the developer, because I, too, you know, was impacted by the real estate crash in 06, through no fault of his own. I mean, this guy had great intentions, I'm sure, when he went in to develop this property. And he put these covenants together. He said, we're going to have a pool. We're going to have HOAs. We're going to have this gate that works. We're going to have all these wonderful features. We're going to have walking trails, all these great amenities. And through no fault of his own, if any of us saw this real estate crash coming in 06, then, you know, you're smarter than I am. But then all of a sudden this came along, and through no fault of his own, this guy lost his butt. I mean, this property, this subdivision was foreclosed on. So before any of that stuff came to fruition, the pool's not there, the HOAs aren't in place, the walking trail's not there, the gate doesn't work. I mean, it's a foreclosed property. And when I talked to my real estate attorney, he said, I'm sorry that this happened to our economy. This was a sad deal. And I feel bad for this guy that got caught up in this mess and lost, you know, his dreams that he had in that subdivision. But the reality is, it didn't come to fruition. None of that stuff stands. So that was just from my real estate attorney.
We have some other attorneys going in that direction too.
He's pretty good. He's won a case for me already, so I don't know. I believe what he says. But do you all have any other concerns, any questions for me? Oh, I did want to address one more thing that he had mentioned. And he is right. We did do four nightly rentals before I got the violation letter. And once I got the violation letter, I didn't jump right up and do something with it because I didn't have anybody else planned. So I wasn't really in violation from that point of the letter on. So that's why I just kind of, you know, took a chance back to put my thoughts together, you know, go out and survey the subdivision in the area and see what people thought about it, you know, and then have a chance to come to you guys after I've done my homework. Can you think of any other questions for me or any other concerns that you might have?
Are we good? Thank you.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Well, that concludes the public hearing for tonight. Do we have any old business or new business, Scott, that we need to?
Nope. Unless anybody had any questions on my cover letter, and hopefully everybody read it and understood everything, so.
All right. I would entertain a motion to dismiss, sir.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I will second that motion.
All in favor, stand up.
Stand up.